I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E. Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, August 16th, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, to be sure. And here we are on the anniversary of the death of Elvis Presley. People are noticing 45 years later that there's a lot of memorabilia that comes out this time of year. It seems more every year. It's kind of like, I don't know, the Wizard of Oz. It's something that we have to be subjected to or exposed to every year. And I think it's a sort of macabre testament to the Halloweenish aspect of American society today. You know, again, I think of John 10:10, the thief came only to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And we see these kinds of things. You know, the inuring, the general inuring of the people in events, things that we're never supposed to forget, right? September 11 is right around the corner, obviously. And so undoubtedly we are about to be subjected to the next round of the annual round of never forget, never forget. We're never supposed to forget the pain and the anguish and the PTSD and the Stockholm syndrome and all those kinds of things. The bandwagon effect that had everyone jumping on the bandwagon. I mentioned recently that I just watched 12 Strong the other day for the first time, and through the whole movie I kept thinking, yeah, but who created the Taliban and where does the funding continue to come from? You know, Brzezinski made that shocking admission back in 1998 in that La Nouvelle Observateur interview where he said publicly, not so covertly, you know, the public was told that the Soviets invaded in around Christmas time of 79, and we went over in 1980, summer of 1980, and helped create the Mujahideen to fight the invaders. But Brzezinski himself said, actually, What happened was we went over around Christmas time and of 79 and created this Mujahideen that he said didn't force the Soviets to invade, but created a situation that made it very likely that they would. And so, you know, this is a place historically that is very well, as Michael Pena's character says in 12 Strong, you know, I used to be a history teacher. How do you know that? You know, this is a place where great leaders come, as I would put it, to die on their swords over the last few thousand years. And so Brzezinski actually referred to it as the Afghan trap. And I say, you know, who's been lured into the Afghan trap over the last 20 years? So bandwagon effect has us rushing off to Afghanistan. What did Afghanistan have to do with September 11? Nothing. Well, that's not true. It's a hotbed for Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, but that's only because that's where CIA and friends were training the Mujahideen. You know, Anand Gopal wrote the book about the surrender, the attempted surrender of the Taliban. The Taliban tries to surrender to the United States military, to NATO forces, and Department of Defense. The Pentagon says, nah, we're not ready for that. Bad timing. Not yet, not yet. So we're supposed to remember the trauma and the things that inure us, but we're not supposed to remember things like, I don't know, Building 7, not hit by a plane, and collapses into its footprint. Even Rosie O'Donnell said that that's not possible. She said, that's ridiculous. A building that was not hit by a plane collapses into its own footprint. That's ridiculous. And we're not supposed to remember Frank DeMartini, the engineer who was interviewed in January of 2001, I believe, and who is missing to this day since September 11, 2001. Frank DeMartini, one of the architects, excuse me, who worked on the World Trade Centers and said that steel superstructure was like the mosquito netting or the screen on your front door. And a plane, it was engineered to resist the impact of the largest commercial airliner at the time and multiple impacts. He said it would be like a pencil going through the screen on your front door. It would do nothing structurally. It wouldn't damage the structural integrity at all. So we're supposed to remember the trauma. We're just not supposed to remember things like that, right? Or the fact that, you know, we can get into the deeper nuances, but just even the establishment narrative, 19 hijackers armed with box cutters, but 15 of those were Saudi, right? If I remember correctly, never mind the passports falling out of the sky. Everything was incinerated. A building collapses into its footprint because jet fuel gets so hot that, but wait, passports fall out of the sky and land perfectly in the middle of New York, you know, in the street in New York. Amid all the rubble, someone is able to find a perfectly intact, immaculately preserved passport. Never mind that kind of stuff. 15 of 19 hijackers were Saudi. How did they get here? J. Michael Springman reminds us of the Jeddah consulate. Speaking of Saudi, the Jeddah CIA visas for terrorist consulate, and J. Michael Springman was the guy who said, "I don't think these guys should. We probably shouldn't give them visas." And he was told, "Look, man, if you want to keep your job, you better keep your mouth shut and rubber stamp them." So we're supposed to remember the trauma. We're just not supposed to remember things like that. Curious little funny things like that. Or, for that matter, we're not supposed to remember that on June 28, 2001, William Milton Bill Cooper predicted the events of September 11, 2001, and he was assassinated by November. So he said, They're going to try to pin something on this guy. They're going to do something. They're going to try to blame it on this guy, meaning Osama bin Laden. And he said, don't you believe it. How did he know? How did he know? So we're not supposed to remember that. We're not supposed to remember that bin Laden was a known CIA asset and that he was recruited as part of Operation Cyclone. We're not supposed to remember Operation Cyclone. We're not supposed to remember the Bush bin Laden family connections. We're not supposed to remember those things. We're not supposed to remember the revelations from Sybil Edmonds as an FBI translator who heard chatter about the Bush administration ushering folks out of the country. We're not supposed to remember those kinds of things. So, funny how that works. We're not supposed to remember the Rand Corporation's monograph preparing the U.S. Army for Homeland Security at the time, which was published April 2001, and obviously compiled before that, but you can still find it on Amazon. Published April 2001. 5 months before September 11, 2001, and before the catastrophic and catalyzing event, like a new Pearl Harbor of September 11, 2001. Before that, the term homeland and homeland security were anathema here. They were typically thought of as correlating to Nazi Germany. You know, it was a radical term to accompany a radical ideology. And speaking of that, obviously the Project for a New American Century, we always hear about the shock doctrine events that are supposed to galvanize public support. We're not supposed to remember the Project for a New American Century's report, Rebuilding America's Defenses, with a bunch of neocon war hawks saying, you know, we really need something. Progress is probably going to be slow, barring some catastrophic catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor. Oh, my goodness. What do you know about that? A year almost to the day after they published that report in September of 2000. We have a catastrophic and catalyzing event. We're not supposed to remember that. We're not supposed to remember things like Operation Northwoods, where the highest levels of military brass, the Joint Chiefs, plotted and entertained dozens of scenarios that included bombing malls and shooting down commercial airliners as false flag events to galvanize public support to attack or invade Cuba. We're not supposed to remember that. We're not supposed to remember Operation Gladio. And the Gladio sort of archetype, you know, the leave behind contingent in case communism rears its ugly head. Well, it's been rearing its ugly head ever since. And all the Gladio contingent seems to have done is create false flag strategy of tension episodes, as Vincenzo Vinciguerra testified back in the 90s. That's what the Gladio contingent was actually designed and intended to do. If not, then why is that exclusively what the Gladio contingent and the Gladio archetype has served to do? We can say whatever we want. People can try to employ plausible deniability, but now all these, 70 or 80 years later, since the Gladio network was implemented, the evidence seems overwhelmingly clear that's what's been going on. So we're not supposed to remember those kinds of things, or Trevor Aronson's TED Talk, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists, which is the same thing as the CIA foreign policy counterpart. Patrick Claussen told us so when he gave that talk almost 10 years ago now and quipped that if compromise is not coming, then the traditional way America gets to war would be best for U.S. interests. And what is the traditional way America gets to war? He went on to articulate that, citing a number of high-profile false flag episodes that have been used to do the exact same thing, to galvanize public support, to draw America into a state of conflict, which always had a purpose. In each one of those episodes that he mentions, there is a purpose that underlies each of those conflicts and America's entry into them. And it's not just what people think, which is, you know, an accidental version of history, so to speak, where Woodrow Wilson campaigns as the president who will avoid the Great War. We're not going to do it. You know, I don't want war. No war. FDR, same thing. And what do you know? Suddenly we're at war, the Great War, and another Great War, and another Great War. It's always the same. So we're in that season, and I think that today, being Elvis Presley's, the anniversary of Elvis Presley's passing, his death, seeing all of the memorabilia and all the things that pop up reminds me of this kind of macabre society. It's the why the one-eyed man is king in the land of the blind. It's why we see the skulls and things. I think it's all kind of the same spirit, personally. You know, seeing skulls, seeing the Punisher thematic elements in the circulating among elite forces in the United States military. It's all the same. You know, it's John 10:10. The thief came only to steal, kill, and destroy. And Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Life is not death. Life and death are not the same. And we are in a society now where we're increasingly persuaded and influenced to believe that death is life. And all of this death culture and this morbid preoccupation with these kinds of things, whether it's in entertainment, music, movies, television, or, you know, as that bleeds out into real life, shall we say, you know, and video games obviously too, but as it bleeds out into real life, I mean, you see it on clothing. Again, you see it in places like the United States military, where it shouldn't be ever. One could make an argument, perhaps, well, it makes sense, maybe, but I don't think it was always that way. It's a testament to our dehumanization, I think, that we would entertain that and allow that to be propagated, which is very unfortunate. And I think is a mile marker along the road that tells us we're on the road to somewhere. Where is, I think, worthy of consideration. Where are we headed at this point? Headed, then what can be done? And I think there are a number of coal mine canaries that we've seen, say, in the post 9/11 era in particular. We've tried to mention some of those. And before, of course, but September 11, 2001 was a particularly watershed moment, I would say. We've had others before and since. But that was a big one. So are we listening to the coal mine canaries? Stick around, we'll be right back. Thank you.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Things that we're encouraged to remember versus things we're encouraged to forget. A couple of articles that Larry sent me recently. First, the Strategic Culture Foundation article by Cynthia Chung. Is Pelosi's trip to Taiwan the Pearl Harbor moment Jake Sullivan called for? And this kind of thing, again, you know, it's the same strategy all the time, rinse and repeat. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And so, you know, every generation, for whatever reason, even in the information age, we are terrible at the telephone game. And because of psychological forces, shall we say, that are brought to bear to conspire against the individual, we are sort of coerced, influenced, persuaded not to believe our lying eyes, which is something else that's been written about many times. And of course, anytime someone tries to tell the masses, you know, whether that's publicly or, you know, privately, friends, family, whatever, hey, I don't think this is what we're seeing, what we're hearing. I don't think, I think there's more here than meets the eye, so to speak. That person is usually vilified and castigated and chastised. Rosie O'Donnell is an example of that. Someone who has a voice, who is influential and doesn't buy into the establishment narrative at critical moments, needs to be subjected to some sort of re-education. And then we see them come back and they're feeling much better now. So this is one article. I'll read this. And then there's another, I think, that is sort of a companion, goes with it. It's more of an op-ed. But so is Pelosi's trip to Taiwan the Pearl Harbor moment Jake Sullivan called for, by Cynthia Chung, published July 30, 2022. And the article reads, "The circus around Pelosi's trip to Taiwan is a clear sign that something incredibly reckless and stupid is about to happen." And we've had all kinds of little pings that seem to be put out for feedback. And again, speaking of all of this, the bandwagon effect is a logical fallacy. And it's ironic that from Plato and his allegory of the cave to Mr. Herdthink himself, Gustave Le Bon, the experts all agree that you can hypnotize the masses into believing whatever you want and attacking those who would look a little closer and think critically about things individually. But, all of the people that study this stuff agree, whether it's Le Bon or Trotter or Bernays or Lippmann, people are stupid in groups. The group does not – and Mencken was the guy who told us that democracy is the pathetic belief in the collective wisdom of individual ignorance. So people get together and they think, because we're together, we're smarter. And it sounds plausible on the face of it. We all have expertise in certain disciplines, but people get together and funny things happen. So Cynthia Chung writes, "In October 2019, Jake Sullivan, who became U.S. National Security Advisor in 2021, stated in an interview that the U.S. needed a clear threat to rally the world and play the role of savior of mankind, and that China could be that organizing principle for U.S. foreign policy. In the 2019 interview, he acknowledges that the problem was that people were not going to believe that China is a global threat, that their view of China is too positive, and that the United States would need a Pearl Harbor moment, quote-unquote, a real focusing event to change their minds, something he calmly stated that, quote, would scare the hell out of the American people, end quote. According to Sullivan, from the same man who called for Libyan and Syrian military interventionism, American exceptionalism needed rescuing and reclaiming, not, of course, with actual qualitative actions that would earn one's position as a model of true democratic governance with American citizens and the world, but rather through ever-aggressive PR and media shame-based social conditioning. Labeling whoever points out the clear hypocrisy of these statements as threats to national security, actors like Sullivan have shown that they are willing to do anything to achieve that Pearl Harbor moment, even if acts of terrorism on their own people are required in order to paint their enemy, quote-unquote, as a monster in the eyes of their citizens." Stick around, we'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Welcome to the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. It's Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. Let's go to the phones real quick. We'll take a little break. Go to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Chris.
Good morning, sir.
I'm going to try to get this out. It's a hell of a lot of information for people to take in. And probably take me 10 or 12 minutes. But on a previous show, Eric, I don't know where he's from, and Murr give a dissertation and an explanation of the facts, the powers that be, and how the world is now. That was astounding and absolutely correct. Tragedy is it fell on deaf ears. Now, here's what I'm going to cover. Fascism, communism, democracy, Plato's Republic, Martin Luther in 1517, the first beast of Revelation and the second beast of Revelation, 538 A.D. to 1798 A.D., 1260 days or 1260 years, Jesuits, Knights Templar, and the Knights of Malta. Now, fascism, communism, democracy are all dictatorships. Now, fascism is where business, multinationals, business, and collusion with the state control everything. That's a ends up a dictatorship. Communism is where the people are all supposed to be equal, but it ends up and is a dictatorship. Democracy. Now, in Plato's Republic, and I may have this incorrect, but he said that democracy leads to a dictatorship, which I agree with. Okay. Martin Luther, in the Reformation, when he nailed his thesis to the Catholic Church door in 1517, at that time, all the religion organizations then knew and agreed who the first beast of Revelation was. They didn't know who the second beast was, but they knew who the first beast was, which is the Roman papacy system. The second beast didn't show up until approximately 1776, when the United States become a power. And from 538 A.D. to 1798 to 1260 years. So 1798, when Berthier, the general for the French guy there, took the Pope into incarceration, and he died in incarceration. That was 1268. Okay, I'm going to cover the Jesuits and the Knights Templar. But they were formed, the Jesuits, to destroy the Reformation. The Knights of Malta had the same power, but they run the banking in collusion with Pharisee and Sadducee Jews that followed the laws of man and tradition. And when they were the papacy during that 1260 years, they were killing Judaizers. Well, what Judaizers was then? The Jews and the people they influenced that kept the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus. Now, this is all a biblical point of view, prophecy, and it's all happened and is happening today. And Eric and Merv in a previous show covered all these details and fell on deaf, ignorant ears, which in the first half hour of your show, you covered it so well. People cannot take these things because they have been brainwashed, programmed, and mesmerized by all this crap for 500 years. And we have today this alphabet soup of, what's the word I want to use? God dang it, I'm old. Can't remember it. The word I want to use. maybe it'll come to me. 560 of them, or well over 500 of they have so-called power, but it is, I can't think of the word, administrative. But it is not in law. And this old man is running out of wind, so make some comments there, my friend.
There's a lot to process there. I remember when Alan Watt reminded us, it was just a few years ago, I want to say it was 2019. I think it was spring of 2019, before the COVID nonsense, obviously, before Operation Crimson Contagion and Event 201 and all that stuff. But I remember Alan Watt reminding us about the uniform change historically, you know, the esoteric change in the uniforms of law enforcement, for example, that's not supposed to be law enforcement. They're supposed to be peace officers. But he had spoken about it many times in the past, but the reminder of the uniform change from blue or green, from Andy Griffith to black, and the more military looking uniforms. And it was a heralding of a new era. And I think also of what happened. One of the things that I think happened during the COVID nonsense in particular was that people got conditioned to responding to rules or just diktats or edicts instead of laws that were passed in, say, a general congressional session or something like that. Governors declared edicts, and that was de facto law of the land, so to speak. And people got conditioned to respond to that. And I
well,
think
I'm going to interrupt you for a minute, because I was going to use the word condition, and you mm-hmm. said it. They, the populace, the vast majority of people, specifically Americans in the United States, are so conditioned, brainwashed, programmed, that and that is motivated by our government and stupid people of fear, and they use division so that we fight amongst ourselves. And but the strongest drive is fear. When people are scared and real fearful, they'll ask for a God on earth, you know, save us.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The second piece of revelation is the United States of America. And that happened in, you know, when the United States became in power. And the most, this is going to tee a lot of people off. Second beast of revelation, the United States, which gives its power unto the first beast and makes an image of it. In other words, we'll all follow the papacy. We are, I don't want to use the word we, but the powers throughout Earth that control things. United States is the biggest terrorist country in the world. We start
no question.
Over.
Well, yeah. But see, and I would one thing I was going to say. You said comments. I would dispute. You know, the 1776 point on the timeline. I think that it goes back much further than that. I've mentioned that in conversations
yeah,
that we've.
1798.
Well, I think that in your timeline that you mentioned, you said basically until America came on the scene around 1776, I would say that it's been British intrigue, you know, throughout, and that is really just the revived Roman Empire. And, you know, we've talked about that in the past.
I agree with that. I agree with that. The thing of it is, what happened in 1798 proved prophecy of the 1260 days, or the 42 months, or the 1260 years. Now, at that time, or even at Martin Luther and his thesis in 1517, they knew who the first beast was, but they didn't know who the second beast was, which is the United States.
See, and that's what I dispute, though. That's what I dispute specifically. I think that the United States is a proxy for British intrigue, which is actually just another name for the revived Roman Empire. That's what I would say.
Okay, we're saying the same thing. Hey, I'm not going to take up any more time, but I hope some callers call in. But I really admire Eric and Murr. I had trepidation out of my own ignorance about Murr, you know, about a couple of years ago or whatever. And now I understand. Boy, she's brilliant. And really laid it on the line. And an example, you know, I'll say it this way. In the eyes of God, we're all equal. But as far as talents have been passed out, and we all have a talent, you know, some more than others.
That's a
fact. I wish I was blessed with more intellect. But anywho, that's the difference in, unequal, you know, or equal among equals or whatever. I'm not saying this very well. In the first 30 minutes of your show, you covered actually all the, so many important things like you do every day on your first hour. Okay, my friend, I'm going to say good and God bless, and God bless to your audience and all of them. Okay, I'll talk to you later, my friend, and thank you for taking my call. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated, as always. There's a, you know, we played a little bit of that third Adam. We played some of that the other day. I've talked about that over the last couple of days. Spencer Smith's work. And yesterday, for some reason, I kept wanting to call him Stephen Smith. But there's an excerpt from the first, the original third Adam, you know, because there are three parts. There's well, without getting into that, there's a clip that I want to play. Sort of speaks to what Fred was talking about. Speaking of comments, you know, folks being groomed to want some kind of hero, the intervention of some kind of hero, and it's fascinating how all of this coalesces. You know, from Nietzsche's Übermensch. And, you know, this idea of the Superman that then bleeds out into comic book lore and then finds its way back into military circles. And, you know, for example, DARPA, over the last countless number of years, since at least the 90s, has been trying to engineer the super soldier. It was before that, actually, because, you know, you had movies about that. I mean, the movie... there were a few of them starring Jean-Claude Van Damme and Dolph Lundgren, for example. I think Universal Soldier, and that wasn't the only one. It's, you know, same concept found in many other movies. Anyway, I want to give you a bit of what Spencer Smith said about that. So we'll get that figured out and play that probably at the top of the next hour for now. But I think that absolutely fits. And what I've been trying to focus on lately more than anything, what we need to understand, you know, speaking of the isms, whether it's fascism, socialism, communism, whatever, democracy, if man is in charge of it, first of all, that's an error in perception, thinking that man's in charge of it. But if we just say man is in charge of it instead of God, then it's always going to end in tyranny and death. I guess we're on a break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this August 16th, Tuesday, obviously, August 16th, 2022. And so I want to play this clip. It's from the first Third Adam, and we heard Spencer Smith explain what the Third Adam is, what they're calling the Third Adam. So I won't get into that. If you're not familiar, if you didn't hear when we played the clip, I believe that was yesterday, then just watch the first few minutes, about the first 10 minutes of the Third Adam documentary that Spencer Smith put out. You can find it on YouTube. But there are three, and the clip that I want to play is from the first documentary, the first Third Adam documentary, and we'll play this at the top of the second hour here in a minute, but just to sort of set this up, you know, getting back to what Fred said, this to me, this spiritual battle, as I've been saying lately, what is going on in a realm that is not visible to the naked eye, shall we say, that is influencing what we do see and what we are experiencing, I don't think that, you know, that cannot be overstated. So maybe we should even back it up a little bit. I wonder. So the entertainment world manipulating and controlling folks, what Spencer, you know, he talks about the elements of kind of what Fred alluded to in that one point, you know, that in the entertainment world, the comic book world, and now the franchise of Marvel, DC, and this, the grooming of people and the conditioning of people to embrace a leader who is actually the Antichrist. It's a pretty fascinating thing, and the way that Spencer Smith articulates it is brilliant. So we'll play about a 4-minute clip on the other side of the break here. And so, you know, he says what I've been saying a different way. I usually say it's the anti-biblical narrative that we see put out. The way he puts it, he says the plot line that has been constructed in all a very common thematic element. The plot line is the book of Revelation from Satan's perspective. That's the way he puts it. I think that's brilliant. Anyway, we'll play the clip. Let's start back to the article. Stick around, second hour coming up.
Inflation Reduction Act does everything but reduce inflation. Speaker Pelosi said that the House will pass the $430 billion bill tomorrow. In a letter to her Democrat colleagues, she called the bill life-changing legislation, also known as the Climate Tax Healthcare Bill. The relabeled Build Back Better bill will definitely be life-changing. This bill will make everything you buy more expensive while dramatically increasing the chances of you getting audited by the IRS. This Frankenstein's monster piece of legislation is a perfect example of why we need H.R. 46, the One Bill, One Subject Transparency Act. Healthcare, green energy, and tax law should never be in one bill together. Putting these things under the label of inflation reduction is just insulting. Find out more about H.R. 46 and sign the petition of support at liberty-lighthouse.com/H.R. 46.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.